See, the funny thing is, about this little thing called life, no one's able to prepare you for it. No one. Remember those For Dummies series? You know, we used to have the internet for dummies, auto repair for dummies, investing for dummies, politics for dummies. Literally any topic you could put your mind on, there was a particular book that would grasp that particular subject. But I've never found a book that was specifically dealing with adversity. Because the truth is, no book can adequately prepare you for life. Not in that way. It's something you had to live out to the best of your ability and learn the lessons on the way. See, people are told about the importance of getting an education and landing a great job. Most are told that they had to make something of themselves. They had to live life to the fullest. While that is important, we need more people that are going to tell the truth. We need more people that are going to be transparent. We need more people that are going to share the mistakes that they've made in the past. We need more people that are going to share that they went through tough times. They went through difficult decisions. See, we have to have real people that will illustrate the mistakes they've made and how they've taken the wrong road. Because those types of people will have one common thread. What's that, you ask? Survival. See, this generation deals with things. Those before us had a lot of trials and tribulations. Every decade, there's a new issue or a new battle. For people of today, they have to be reminded that they can overcome any and every obstacle. Anything that comes their way. It all starts with recalibrating your mind. See, when you recalibrate your mind, you readjust things. You realign things. You get rid of the old and make room for the new. You eliminate anything that causes you doubt, fear, or stagnation. And this is exactly what I want to share with you today. The power of recalibration. See, when you're faced with a life circumstance, you can either face everything and rise, or you can forget everything and run. You just have to decide which side of the fear coin you're going to be on, heads or tails. When you forget everything and run, you allow the outside to take over your inside. You allow what you see to make you doubt and succumb. You're pretty much giving up. But when you face everything and you rise, you're telling that issue that it has no control over you. Yes, it may come with some ill intent, but you have the power to make it what you want it to be. You have the power to decide how you'll get through it. You. Because every ounce of frustration and disappointment and aggravation and tribulation truly has one job, and that's to make you stronger. You know, I remember Michael Jordan. See, Michael Jordan is known as one of the greatest basketball players of all time. Now, believe it or not, he messed up and he went through a lot. He was quoted as said, "I have missed 9,000 shots in my career. I have lost 300 games on 26 occasions. I have been entrusted to win the game-winning shot and I missed over 26 times. I have failed over and over and over again in my life. And ladies and gentlemen, that's why I succeed.